USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Two Americans fighting alongside Ukrainian forces north of Kharkiv have been missing for nearly a week, and there are fears that they may have been captured by Russian forces. The men are 39-year-old Alexander Druki and 27-year-old Andy Wynn, both from Alabama. Here is Druki's mother, Bunny, speaking to CBS Mornings.
He felt very strongly that Putin needed to be stopped because he said Putin is not going to be satisfied with just part of Ukraine or even all of Ukraine.
A Russian post on social media claims both men are prisoners. Four European Union leaders say they support fast-tracking Ukraine, becoming an official candidate to join the bloc. That came as the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Romania visited Kyiv on Thursday. French President Macron told a news conference that the leaders are doing everything so that Ukraine alone can decide its fate. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The January 6th committee is set to plunge into Donald Trump's efforts to salvage the 2020 election by pressuring Vice President Mike Pence to defy historical precedent and reject the electoral count in the run-up to the U.S. Capitol riot. With two witnesses Thursday, the House panel intends to show how Trump's claims of a fraudulent election left him grasping for alternatives as courts turned back dozens of lawsuits challenging the vote. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has pledged to do whatever it takes to curb inflation, now raging at a four-decade high, and defying the Fed's efforts so far to tame it. And doing so might require a recession, the one painful thing the Fed has sought to avoid. A worse-than-expected inflation report for May, consumer prices rocketed up 8.6% from a year earlier, the biggest jump since 1981, helped spur the Fed to raise its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 point. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Nevada Republican Jim Marchant insisted there had not been a legitimate election in his state in more than a decade. In a recent podcast, Marchant said all of Nevada's election winners since 2006 were installed by the deep state cabal. But when Marchant won the Republican nomination for Nevada's Secretary of State this week, he immediately celebrated the victory as legitimate, declaring on social media that he is beyond humbled by the overwhelming support of their campaign and that Nevadans made their voices heard. At the largest coal mine in Greece, controlled explosions and the roar of giant excavators scooping up blasted rock have once again become routine. Coal production has been ramped up at the site in northern Greece as the war in Ukraine forced many European nations to rethink their energy supplies. Coal, long treated as a legacy fuel in Europe, is now helping the continent safeguard its power supply and cope with a dramatic rise in natural gas prices caused by the war. Severe weather has forced Abbott Nutrition to pause production at a Michigan baby formula factory that had just restarted after being closed for several months. Production for Abbott's specialty formula has been suspended, but the company says there is enough supply to meet demand until production is restarted. Abbott had prioritized ramping up production of a formula for infants with severe food allergies and digestive problems who have few other options for nutrition. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.